6, Perek of Kilai, Mishnah Beis, we're continuing halachas of its Oris, which is vines that are supported by a fence and the like. And we saw a chiddush that even though there's one row of 5 grapevines that are supported by a fence, we look at the kerem and one has to be marfik 4 amas away from the fence if you want to plant on the other side of the fence. So Oshu Yoytim and Amadrega. Now we have this Oris, which is not starting at ground level, it's starting on a mound which is higher than the ground level. If it's low enough down, the person standing on the ground on a lower level can harvest the grapes that are being supported above the ground. Not only does it answer anything that's planted underneath it, but also answers 4 amas to the sides all around of this area. We treat it as if the whole area was planted with a vineyard. Vim laf, but if it's so high up that you cannot reach it when you are standing on the ground, and oisel kenegdo, it only answers directly underneath it. In any event, we see that there's not only an iser to plant next to the base of the grapevine, but also to plant underneath the area which the grapevine is hanging. That's the first halacha of the Mishnah. The second halacha of the Mishnah, Rabbi Leza Omer, Rabbi Leza says, "Af noita agas ba'aretz af madrega." This is talking about a regular vineyard, and some of the vines are planted on the lower level, and sometimes some of the vines are planted on a higher level. In gevoyim and aretz asaras vavim einam mitzareves imo. If the higher level is 10 tefachim above the lower level, so if you have 5 grapevines and some of them are on the higher level and some are on the lower level, they will not combine to be a vineyard, and therefore it will be enough to separate 6 tefachim from them. But if one is higher than the other, it's less than 10 tefachim above the other, and we have a sum total of the 5 vines, then it does become a vineyard, and one has to separate 4 amas from it.